9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Louie Top Tens.
All my fellas. All my fellas.
First of all, we are going to start It's Fluent Top Tens with something that I never, ever believed was going to come out of my mouth. Words that were never, I thought I would never speak. And those words are, I don't know how much longer. I don't know how much longer I can continue to be a Laker fan. For those that know me, know that I've been a Laker fan since the 1980 final. Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was out. Magic Johnson takes the tip and plays center. No, that's a controversial statement to say all of a sudden, but play center for that game. And I've been a fan ever since. And for those of you that know me, know that I was never going to change. You don't change after 43, 44 years of fandom. It just doesn't happen. Unfortunately for the Lakers, unfortunately, for me, because I didn't want this to happen, but they did something that I find unforgivable. Unforgivable. Now, here's the thing. I'm struggling with it, and we're going to get to the top 10 plays of 2023. We are, and Sebastian's going to join us, and you know, it took a lot of time polling people and finding out, you know, all the details of this top 10 list. And if you have a top play that you think should be in the top 10 of 2023, I get it. I put the link in here already so that you can jump in and share. But they raised a banner. They raised a banner for an in-season tournament. Not only is it an in-season tournament, it's a beginning of the season tournament. It's not all-star break. It's not three quarters of the way. It's at the beginning of the season because, hey, listen, I get it. No one's watching. And they want the casual fans to watch at the beginning and get the players to show up to games. And heck, Kawhi Leonard has played every single game this season, so maybe it worked. I don't know. An in-season tournament, which each game, the equivalent of one regular season game. That's what it meant. I get it. Tons of money, TV deals, intensity. I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking that. But to raise a banner in the City of Champions, 17 NBA titles, to raise a banner for an in-season tournament. By the way, the championship game, the final game that Sunday or Saturday, whatever it was in Vegas, doesn't even count as a regular season game. It is the stats, the assists, the points, the AD's 40-20 game, whatever, means nothing. It's like a preseason game. It was literally an exhibition game. An exhibition game. And don't take my word for it.
Be that of a champion. I mean, that's why we play. That is the most important thing. It's number one. It's not about how much you like the person. It's not about how many points that person scored. It's not about how many assists that person had. It's how many championships did they bring to the city of Los Angeles. That is the most important thing. Truthfully, you know, it's really about winning. It's not about being coddled. It's not about being catered to. You have a responsibility to the city of Los Angeles to bring championship banners back where they belong. That is your responsibility. You have to understand that nothing else matters. Second place does not matter.
In-season tournament,
the first loser
don't matter.
you have that mentality here, that's what gets you there. You know, this franchise does not hang division banners. It does not hang conference championships. We hang one banner and one banner only, and that's NBA titles. Right? So you have to start there. You have to understand that that's what this is. And you may not like it. You may think it sucks. You may think it's not great sportsmanship. Get over it. It is what it is. It's a city of champions for a reason.
Get over it. Sports Fluent. That's a follow right there. Sports_fluent. Follow that guy anywhere. That's where City of Champions. Oh, someone's at the door. It's like banging in my ear. What's up? Hey. No one can hear you. I don't know if you're muted. Your mic stinks. Ah, there you go.
Thank you, Fluent. I've been battling these Braun fans all over social media about this banner. I'm like, are you the most valuable franchise in all of the NBA? You're going to hang up a in-season tournament banner? Are you kidding me?
Not only you want to let me take it a step further. And listen, this is nothing against LeBron James. This is nothing against
LeBron James.
But my guy,
Kobe,
he's not wrong. This is LA. And because look, you get guys like this. I'm going to read it and then I'm going to show it to you. After winning the fifth championship, LeBron is now tier one. It actually says after winning the fifth, it was an exhibition game.
It didn't even count.
It was an exhibition game. It was an exhibition game. I might be an L host, but Mo, you're an L commenter and an L human being. What can I tell you? So we're not here to talk about that. I had to get it off my chest because raising a banner for an in-season tournament is disgusting. It's not just wrong. It's disgusting. And I won't be a party to it. And I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you right now, Genie Bus, you don't take that banner down in the offseason, we're going to have words. And you might lose. I might be like chill. I might become a fan of none, a fan of no one, a fan of no team. I'm done. That's all I'm going to say.
Couldn't have been said any better.
Hold on. Let's see. What's this? FIFA boy. Super chat in the building. Where the top 10 reasons the Clippers win the chip? Who are the Clippers?
Yeah, the Braves, right?
Oh, the Buffalo Braves. The Buffalo Braves. Yeah. The top 10 reasons the Buffalo Braves win a chip. If you believe, we're going to get into the top 10 plays of 2023, I promise. All sports, by the way. If you believe that Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, and Jimmy Harden are going to sustain what they're doing this week in Buffalo come playoff time, you're crazy. The Braves are having a nice little run. You think are they better than the Lakers? No. Are they better than the Nuggets? No. Are they better than Phoenix? No matter how good they're playing today, are they better than Phoenix? No. Are the Braves are the seventh team in the West. Not going anywhere. That's not hate. That's factual factions. All right. But okay. Thank you, FIFA. I appreciate the super chat. If you want to come on FIFA later, we're going to have time. Because we ain't going to go through top 10 in 50 minutes. We'll have time. FIFA, you can come on and you can give your 10 top 10 reasons why you think the Braves are going to win a chip. I don't see it. Okay. So let's start with I had them all ready because I wasn't sure if your mic was going to work.
Thank you.
So number 10's recent. This shows you how up to date this top 10 list is. So top 10 greatest plays of 2023.
Beautiful.
All right. Number 10. You want to tell us what number 10 is?
Of course. If any of you guys caught last night's game, it was sensational. We have Drew Lock passing to Jackson Smith and Jigba for the go-ahead touchdown against Philadelphia, saving the Seattle Seahawks season.
Let's take a look.
Locked. End zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Seattle. Got it. Smith and Jigba has put the Seahawks on top. Well, Sidney Brown's trying to disguise coverage. He drops down. Locke recognizes that he's got one-on-one, and it's just there's nothing really to the route other than he's just running a flat go route. And Smith and Jigba, that's a great job.
So let's be clear. Let's be clear. That was Drew Locke.
Not even Geno Smith.
Nope. That was Drew Locke. Oh, don't ruin it because I want all the PC gridiron people, okay? Ben, Trent, Trey, all you Geno Smith merchants, okay? Here's my point. That's not Geno. That's Drew Locke walking in and beating the Philadelphia Eagles, the second best team in some people's opinion in the NFC.
The reigning NFC champs,
the reigning Super Bowl losers, the Philadelphia Eagles. Sorry, Fluent Jr. My apologies. He's a Eagles fan. He'll be watching this over breakfast tomorrow, and he's going to get mad at me. I apologize. I'm sorry, son.
It's my fault.
That's Drew Luck. So really, is Geno like, oh, Geno Smith? Geno, you know what? Maybe Pete Carroll is the quarterback whisperer. Maybe he is. Geno Smith was nothing. Goes to Seattle, he's something. Russell Wilson, a superstar. Leaves last year in Denver, nothing. This year, okay, he's playing better. He's playing better this year. I'll give him that. He's playing better. All right. So that's number 10. That's high. I feel like you always put that number. Is that a little recency bias, you think? Do you think that's why that one got in?
Yeah, the way I'm thinking about it, Seattle's backs were against the wall. They lose this game, they're probably not going to make the playoffs. Like, no shot at all. This is against, again, the Philadelphia Eagles with Drew Locke, no Geno Smith. You saw Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, I haven't seen Pete Carroll that happy in a couple of years.
Okay, so here's my problem with this, though. Mm-hmm. It was a big win for them. Is that a fantastic, like, even when I look at 9, like, when I compare the play itself, like, forget, now I get it. The meaning of the play adds to it. I got you.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
I'm saying it is a little bit for it to be number 10. But, okay, number 9. I think number 9 should be higher.
Yeah.
Are you sure this is number 9?
For me, it's number 9. I mean, it's a spectacular piece. It's a spectacular highlight. Eye-widening, but, I mean, it's a regular season game.
Is it number 9 because it was in January? Has it the time?
I mean, at the time of the play, it was midseason, but hey, it's a really good. We'll see what it
okay. is. All right, well let's see what you all think.
Morant against McConnell, pick and roll. Morant. Oh! Oh my word! Holy cow! Oh my partner, did we just see that? Oh, God. A foul on the other end. Look at this. Zach Hammer. Look how far back he cocks it. Look at it. Throw it back to the free throw line and then come back and put it down. Morant.
Snap back to reality.
Woo. That was nasty.
He is back.
Welcome back, Ja, to the NBA. Appreciate, you know, I said this last year before all the stuff. And I've said it since all the stuff with Ja, one of a very few players that I will pay to go watch. See, he is so exciting to watch on the court. I feel like that's got to be higher than 9, but I get it. Happened on January the 14th. It's a regular season game. I get all the reasons why it's at 9. I told you this was all sports. So we started with our top two, obviously NFL and NBA, which are the ones that we talk about the most. The next one, however, comes to us from your favorite sport. Surprise. Mm-hmm. And it's tell me about Adolis Garcia first.
For
the Texas Rangers?
Texas Rangers, yeah.
Okay.
He had the best season of his career coming to this season. I believe he was in the he was with the Cardinals like 6 years ago, and he was like battling through the minor leagues for several years. And he finally got his opportunity with Texas, and he had the postseason of a lifetime. I believe he had like 6 home runs in the postseason, this being probably his biggest home run in the World Series.
So let's set it up. It's World Series. Game one. Is it the bottom of the 11th or the top of the 11th?
Bottom of the 11th.
Bottom of the 11th. Is it a tie game?
Yes, it is. It's 5-5.
Tie game 5-5. But was it 2 outs and 2 strikes on him just to make it even better or no?
I believe it was 1 out, but still.
But still, okay. Bottom of the 11th, game one of the World Series. My favorite call ever is Joe Carter, touch them all. You'll never hit a bigger home run. So this is not that because this didn't win the World Series, but let's see. Bottom of the 11th, game one.
Adolis Garcia sends him the other way. That sends Carroll back.
Hey,
Luis Garcia wins game one.
Oh, yeah.
Be advised, enemies have deployed Freddy Fazbear into the AO, and he's feeling a bit quirky tonight.
Hey, yo. Damn. So we got a little baseball in there. You said, tell me more. What did he do in the World Series after that? What did he do in the World Series after that?
Really? He actually got injured. That's the unfortunate part. And
no!
He got hurt, unfortunately, and he didn't even win the World Series MVP. That was Corey Seager. His second, actually.
All of that?
A bubble season, actually. Corey Seager. That was his second World Series MVP. Yep.
Oh, well, that kind of sucks. All right. Well, that's
still
good.
He's still amazing. He's still amazing.
Still, no. So, hey, look, it's best plays. It's not it's still impressive. It's like game one of the NBA Finals, because people want this to be relevant in the NBA. Game one of the NBA Finals, you come out of nowhere and you drop 50. And the team, and they're in, you know, 10, 15 points in overtime and win it for your team or something crazy like that. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Where are we at? Number seven?
Number seven.
This we're is number seven. Another one back from January.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if, a lot of people know, who this player is. So he's a NFL player. Is NFL or is this is NFL, CFL, NFL?
NFL. He's a quarterback.
NFL quarterback. Okay. So he throws a touchdown to
another average player.
Another retiree, right? Yeah. They're both kind of at the end of their.
They're both decent players.
They're both decent players. Okay. You know what? Let's not even say it. Let's just go. Let's just go to the tape, and then we'll talk about it and say what it was.
Gets the look, got what they hoped for. Good projection, end of the corner, catch is made, touchdown, Julio Jones.
You loved it.
His best throw of the night, Brady, and what a catch by Jones.
They did exactly what I talked about a moment ago with the two-deep safety look. They go two verticals, and they put the pressure then on the safety, and he had to make a decision.
So this is that overrated quarterback, Tom Brady, throwing to that extremely overrated wide receiver, Julio Jones. I can see he had to push his walker out of the way to reach out and catch that. I believe Mr. Brady jumped out of his wheelchair to throw it. So so this is significant. January 16th, 2023. This is Tom Brady's last career touchdown. Final career.
Not really. His last touchdown was to Brady, but this was like his last actual touchdown. You know, vintage Tom Brady.
What do you mean? It says here his last career game.
Yes, game.
All lost to the Cowboys. So he threw another touchdown after this one?
Yeah, which was like
ooh. Yeah.
But But let me specify exactly why this touchdown. Let me specify why. Let me specify why this is actually a very special touchdown. That corner, that Julio Jones blew by, that Brady hit, the number one ranked cornerback in the NFL right now, Deron Bland, NFL record 5 pick sixes.
I learned how to use my effects, so I'm going to try to use them as much as I can. All right. That was, okay. It's significance. So there's significance to that, that one at number 7. You better have it, just so you know. FIFA boy's been saying, if you don't have any football, you're in big trouble. So let's go with number 6 is not football. Number 6 is back to the world of basketball. Do you want to tell us what it is, or you want to watch it and then talk about it? Another one from January.
I know, right? A bunch of
January. It's not the top 10 plays of January.
I guess January was a very special month in the sports.
Jeez.
And a takeaway. Excellent defense by Boston. Oh, and now Curry gets it right back from half court. And it's good. A Curry moment in Boston.
My God.
Got it off in time. And drills a half court shot to give the Warriors the halftime lead. That was Thompson with the pick and lost it. Curry gets it right back with a pick. And he's got a knack for these kind of moments, doesn't he?
And that was beyond half court.
Was that impressive?
Let's give some context to this. This is Steph returning back to TD Garden right after he beats them in game 6 of the 2022 NBA Finals. So it was a big game. I'm pretty sure the views were through the roof. That was phenomenal. Not because I'm a Steph fan, but it was
awesome. You're a Steph fan? I didn't know you were a Steph.
Yeah,
are you a Steph fan?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I can find... I feel like if I just scroll through like my phone without even working hard, I could probably find something just as impressive. So let me see. Let me see if I can. Because... Okay, it's half court. Like, to be the... What? Would you have that? Number 6?
6, yeah.
Number 6? Okay, so you think that's number 6. Oh, what's this? Look at this guy. This is brand new. Center court. In his suit. Underhanded.
Fluent. Now you're more fluent.
I don't know. That seems even more impressive if you think of no warm up in a suit. I'm just saying, if that's 6, then that half court shot must be the number 5. So we should skip the other number 5 and go straight to number 4. So let's do that. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So that was number 6. Steph Curry on January 19th. Everything from January. Curry makes a surreal. I'm going to read the because I liked it.
All right.
Steph Curry makes a surreal half court shot at TD Garden against the Celtics in NBA Finals regular season rematch. Okay, I'll take that. Number 5. Oh, here we go. Number five. Back to football again? No soccer? I don't think there's any soccer, FIFA. FIFA, there's no soccer. Apologies, FIFA, I don't think there's number soccer. Is there soccer? No. Is there no? It's all bit.
It's all American sports.
You know what I love about this? You know what I love about number 5? One, number 5 is in the Super Bowl. Okay, it's in the Super Bowl, so that's the biggest game of the year. That's the biggest game of the year. This player has been getting roasted this year.
Yes,
he's been getting killed. They've been just like,
get him out of here. Yeah, everyone's get him out of here.
They want him out of here, but let's look at number five.
Second punt of the day from Philadelphia. Here's Tsipas. Low sinking kick. Tony on the run.
still up on his feet. Tony has a wall. It's another block. Tony inside the 20. Tony still going, and he's down to the 5.
Low line drive punt by Aaron Sipos, the punter, back from that injury.
Another one.
Kadarius Toney starts to his left, and the entire wall was built to his right side. He's able to get to it and has Kansas City set.
All right.
It wasn't a touchdown.
I know. Should I add more context to this play?
Well, yeah. You better, because you have a number 5 for the whole year.
All right. It might not seem like much. That isn't. That play right there, believe it or not, is an NFL record.
What?
Yes. No, in Super Bowl history, there hasn't been a punt return that has gone as far as that.
Oh, one. It's a punt return.
I know people don't like punt returns, but they're huge. I mean, football is predicated on field position. It's huge.
That's sad. That's sad. That was sad. I'm... Even the woo was quiet. That was so sad. All right. We need a water break.
Hey, you know what? I've got this water, and we've got this red version. We've got a red bottle, and we got a David Beckham version here. Then we got a blue version.
Right, thanks, Kanye. All right. That was that. Listen, I got to tell you, 10 through 5 have been underwhelming. 10 through 5 have been underwhelming. Why haven't I been on PC Gridiron? Let's discuss this for a moment. I put the link in the bio, by the way, for those of you that the link is in bio. For those of you that know you have a play that should be in this top 10 because clearly some were missed. They moved Gridiron to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Pacific. And it's too early. I got other commitments. So once the football season, I believe the football season ends and we move it back to its right. It's the same thing we did with Fluent and Chill, where we moved it to 7 p.m. Eastern so that we could finish as the show was starting. My other commitments, unfortunately, have been taking up a lot of time. What am I going to say? That's what it is. So links in bio. If you want to give your a play that should be in the top 10, if you want to talk about the Lakers selling out and raising that stupid banner to appease Adam Silver to push that this in-season tournament is more than just a glorified 5 regular season games, go ahead. Join. You want to talk about something else? I don't care. You want to talk about how the Buffalo Braves are frauds? It's all good. So number four. Back to some hoops. Back to some hoops for number four. I this is my preference. I like these ones better. Number four is Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic. Is game 4 of the NBA Western Conference Finals?
Yes, it is.
So this is the last game of the Western Conference Finals, when your friend
LeBron James
got swept.
Jokic has to put it up. Falling away, puts it up. Bang! Nikola Jokic knocks it down. His foot was on the line. A 2-pointer. What a shot.
They're going to look at this to make sure. That looks like he's
that's
behind
a three.
The line. Yep. They counted it as a 2.
That's a tough shot.
How about that?
That's three.
He made cock behind his head like that.
He made the one in what, game 2?
Yep, these players today, way more athletic. You know, those old players couldn't compete with the athleticism. Hey, Nikola. Hey, Nikola. How you doing, Mr. 2-time, should have been 3-time MVP? That play was crazy. I want to actually let's watch it one more time.
Jokic has to put it up. Falling away, puts it up. Bang! Jokic knocks it down. His foot was on the line. A 2-pointer. What a shot!
They're going to look at this to make sure. That looks like he's behind the line. Yep. They counted it as a two. That's a tough shot. How about that?
he's cocked
behind his head like that.
He made the one in what, game two?
Yep.
Shut your damn mouth.
Whew. Whew. Nikola Jokic was drinking some beers back there. That's impressive. All right, let's go through. Before we get to the top three, let's just recap the list.
All right.
I feel like someone's gonna jump on and destroy your list, but let's do it.
You just made the list.
Number 10. Last night, Drew Lock throwing a touchdown and defeating the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 9, Ja Morant, ridiculous poster dunk on Jalen Smith. Number 8, game 1, bottom of the 11th. Am I saying his name right? Adolis Garcia. Adolis Garcia. Thank you very much. World Series against the Diamondbacks, home run in the bottom of the 11th. Adolis. Number 7, Geriatric Brady throws to Geriatric Jones, one of his last game, one of the nicest touchdown in his last game as an NFL quarterback. Okay, number 6, Steph Curry with an unimpressive shot like mine from half court. Number 5B, my underhanded shot from half court, accidentally caught on tape, by the way. One take. We were trying out a new camera, didn't even know it was on. It's probably why I made it. Number 5, Kadarius Toney with breaking the Super Bowl record with the longest punt return ever. Mm-hmm. NFL Super Bowl history. Congratulations to Mr. Toney. Number 4, Nikola Jokic, step back. 3 in the game 4, sweeping our good friend
LeBron James
out of the playoffs. All right, so now that brings us to number 3. Number 3 is we're back to baseball. Mm-hmm. We're back to baseball. We're back to baseball. Altuve.
Jose Altuve, yes.
Jose Altuve. Okay. We're loaded. Let's go.
In the postseason, and Jose Altuve with Manny Ramirez. Perfect pitch for strike one from the court. In this situation, you're going to see the outfielders are going to play super deep. I mean, they're trying to cut off doubles. That is as deep as you're going to see the outfield when Altuve is up. The 0-1. High fly ball to deep left field. Back to the wall. Altuve meets the moment again. Astros lead in the ninth.
So that was game 5. That was game 5 of the ALCS.
Yes, it was.
That puts them up 3-2.
It would have, yeah. It did actually, yeah.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Love it. All right. So while we're talking baseball, let's stop for a second. Mm-hmm. So Ohtani flirted with my Jays. Not my Jays, my hometown Jays. I don't care about them, but flirted with my Jays, used them as a bargaining chip to get the Dodgers to pay him more money. $700 million to Ohtani. I gotta ask you, as the baseball guy.
Yeah.
I gotta get my guy.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I have a World Series catcher. I'm going to bring him on and ask him, now that I think about it, next week. But until we do that, is he worth $700
million? $700 million. Wow. When you take into consideration of $700 million, you could be the best player on the world.
Isn't he the best player in the world?
He is. He certainly is. But you got to take into consideration what he's going to do in that time span. Whether it's you definitely got to win a World Series, that's for sure. And nothing is for certain, winning championships, especially in baseball. there's 162 games. You could get injured like this. And I've seen people like Giancarlo Stanton who get paid so much and it turns out to be for nothing, believe it or not.
All right, so here's going to be my counter to that. If Jalen can't go left, Brown is worth 5 years at $304 million, and no one's batting an eye at that, I got to say Ohtani's worth 10 years at $700 million. And let me say this. This dude is brilliant. This dude is brilliant. Why is he brilliant? Because he's taking $2 million a year for 10, like each year, for 10 years, and backloading that 680 to the end, knowing that once he retires, that's when he actually needs the money because he's got all his endorsement money now. He doesn't need that money, which I think I just think is brilliant that he's deferring the money. There's also tax benefits for him, tax benefits for the team. So many smart things with
look at
that.
Look at all the commercials he's in.
Is he? I haven't seen him in one.
Really? He's in that, oh my God, I forgot which one it's called. I think it's for shoes. I think it's Adidas, actually. Wait. They show it. I mean, I don't know. Down here, they show it all the time. I probably have to find it.
Oh, down here.
I mean, for I know, I'm pretty sure down, it's around the down whole, here. It's, I mean, it's around, I'm pretty sure it's around the whole U.S., but I know for sure down here, they show it all the time.
Oh, I thought you meant down here, like in America. You mean down here?
Oh,
in,
no, that's not what
I mean. Down here in Floridia. Okay, yeah. That's fair. Is it New Balance, Reebok?
It's New Balance. I think it's New Balance.
All right. The next one comes from the 90s. It is the Winnipeg Jets. Yeah, the Winnipeg Jets, Keith Tkachuk. Is that not who it is?
No.
Yeah, Winnipeg Jets, Keith Tkachuk. One of my favorite players.
Is that his dad or something?
You don't know Keith Tkachuk?
I'm not that big of a hockey fan, honestly.
You put a hockey play in the top three at number two.
Everyone knew about it.
Number two. There's supposed to be balloons. Yeah. At number two, you put a hockey play, and you don't know who Keith Tkachuk is, but you put in his grandson. Maybe
his grandson? No, his grandson.
Matthew Tkachuk. You're just surprised I said the name proper. So Matthew Tkachuk sends the Florida Panthers to their first Stanley Cup Finals in 27 years. But have the Panthers been a team?
Yeah, they've been around since, like, I believe it was 1989.
No way. I need a fact check on that. Okay, look. While we play the clip, I'm going to look that up. We'll show that again in a second. More importantly, so this team came into the NHL in 93-94. Mm-hmm. They've been in the league for 30 years.
30 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do some math here for a second for all of y'all that can't do any math. So they've been in the league 30 years.
Yes.
They haven't been to a Stanley Cup final in 27 years.
96.
Meaning that they made a Stanley Cup final in their third year.
They did, yeah.
L hockey that a team could come into the league and as an expansion team and make a Stanley Cup final in 3 years. Because I also believe the Las Vegas Knights did the same thing multiple times in their first couple of years in the league. Hockey.
It's happened in baseball before.
Yeah, what do you mean it's happened in baseball before? When?
The Florida Marlins were founded in 93 and they literally won it in 97. They were the second youngest until the Diamondbacks did it. They were founded in 97 and won it in 01.
L baseball too, though.
Oh, wait, back to the play. Actually, there's something super cool about that play.
Okay, we're gonna watch. I didn't watch it. I was okay. Looking it up. So hold on. We get that.
You saw it again or no?
Well, no.
Brendamore is looking to try to review this. Guys are challenging. He does not like contact in around the net. He feels like there is a poke.
Let's watch it. He wraps around the net. And top shelf.
Look at him take that corner. I thought he's on skate.
Before Tkachuk lets the puck go. Now is he
Steph Curry, spilling the Steph Curry chewing on his mouthpiece. He was on skate. It looked like he was on skates coming around that corner, putting up top shelf there for an excellent wing by Keith Tkachuk.
Let me specify something.
This is Hockey Night and Player's Choice. Welcome.
Look, that was a four-game series, right? That was his third game winner of the series. In game one, it was the sixth longest overtime in NHL history. He knocked one for an overtime for a game winner. Then in game two, he did the same in regulation in the third period. And then he did it again in game four with, like, time running out.
An excellent play by Keith Tkachuk to send them into the World Series of Hockey.
That's not ridiculous. That's not ridiculous to say that.
See, even Chill agrees. It's not ridiculous to say that. All right. So that brings us to our number one play. I'm going to send out the invite again. Guys, I know you guys can do better. I know you guys can do better. Like we put on hockey and literally like 50 people dropped out of watching. So I apologize. Hockey.
Now you're more.
I thought you meant hockey. That's like Canada's most popular sport.
Actually, our national sport is lacrosse, and had you put in some lacrosse highlights, now we'd be talking. All right, number one. I can't believe you put this at number one. This is just like you want to piss me off.
I don't like him, but I gotta give credit where credit's due.
All right, so I'll say this. No. I'll say this. All jokes aside. When you have a record that has been a record for 38 years, that everybody says this record will never be broken. It's unbelievable. No way. This can't be broken. This guy averaged da da do da da do. Never gonna happen. Leave it to
LeBron James
to break it.
James, he's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter, LeBron James, a shot at history. And there it is. LeBron stands alone. The NBA's all-time scoring record now belongs to LeBron James. Stars here coming in. Our boys, Bryce and Bronny, Savannah, his wife. What a moment. What was once thought as an unbreakable record has just been broken by 38-year-old LeBron James.
On a step back against very good defense here by Kenrich Williams. Made him earn it.
Oh yeah, I love Thomas Bryant. He had his man sealed. He had a dunk. He's like, pass me the ball. I thought he always makes the right basketball play. The right basketball play would have been to pass it to Thomas Bryant for the easy dunk versus exactly. Him shooting a mid range. He is a ball hug if I ever seen one.
Yeah, LeBron
you do says not. Except- your basketball IQ just went down. But I have questions about this one. I again, I'll. No, deserves to be number one. You break a 38-year-old record. I said that already. Kareem fell, broke his hip. Hopefully he speedy recovery for Kareem, for the captain. But a couple of things. One, Thomas Bryant, wide open, calling for the ball. Right after that, you remember they traded him. Mm-hmm. So that tells you LeBron saw that clip too. Two, what happened after that play? Can someone explain to me right here, if it's me, right here, right there, I'm fast breaking. Oh, I didn't call a timeout.
Oh gosh.
I didn't call a timeout. I got the ball. You can't call a timeout when I got the ball. I'm going full court and I'm done. I'm knocking over all those guys, giving them a technical for being on the court, and I'm dunking it. And then you can call a timeout and have your celebration. Go ahead. I don't care.
Well, I'm pretty sure there was an official timeout, Fluent. Aren't there usually official timeouts after an accomplishment like that?
No.
Like TV timeouts?
No.
They don't take like an official time.
There's no timeout on a made basket. The ball didn't go out of bounds. You can't call a timeout unless OKC called timeout. It's a 6-point game with 11 seconds left. I'm fast breaking. I'm getting that technical. All of those guys on the court are getting a one-game suspension as mandatory per NBA rules. And then I'm letting them celebrate. I'm not saying don't celebrate. I'm just saying me, because I am not LeBron James. I have a high basketball IQ. I make the right play. I pass that ball for a dunk. There you go.
Well, I have a question, Fluent. What did they do 40 years ago? I believe it was in 1983 when Kareem passed Wilt. Did they call a timeout?
No, they kept playing.
They did?
Yeah, they kept playing. Mm. Go watch the tape. They kept playing. Mm. Yeah, right? Like at the whistle, I believe they acknowledged it, but they didn't do this.
Okay, they didn't walk out to the court. Yeah, they didn't walk out to the court.
I guarantee they didn't pop bottle. Like, hell, poor Wilt scored 100 points and gave him a piece of paper that said 100 on it. And he took one picture. That's all they had. Like, they did nothing for Kareem. What happened? People keep asking, FIFA, are you asking about what happened to Kareem? Kareem fell. Sorry, let's pause for a second. Kareem fell and broke his hip. So
that's suspicious. That's weird.
I think it was something else, but okay, I'll leave it alone. The other thing is this. Oh, the stream suspended? Why did the stream suspend? Am I getting banned?
FIFA,
is it still suspended?
He says we're good now.
Oh, that was weird.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
It's suspended for a couple of minutes. Oh, see, LeBron James. You talk bad about LeBron James and they shut you down. Do you see the conspiracy?
The conspiracies. Yes, the conspiracies.
That's not... So the second I said LeBron James didn't make the right play, the right basketball play was to pass it into Thomas Bryant for the dunk, who was wide open and had his man sealed, boom, Clutch shuts me down. Clutch and Grill Town, who's paid by Clutch, boom, shut me down. Nick Wright, boom, shut me down. Of course they're watching. They know I got dirt on them all, and they're watching, and they're shutting me down. And I can't believe it.
LeBron James
is at it again. FYI, LeBron, I am going to be working with Sierra Canyon with my dealership, Simi Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. If you are in the LA/Ventura County and you want a Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram, come to Simi Valley. Tell them Fluent sent you. And we're gonna be doing some work with Sierra Canyon. And I was gonna give you a free. Car, LeBron, because I heard you were cheap. But now I'm gonna think about it. Now I don't know. I was gonna help Bryce out, but now I don't know. Let me just add this one last thing. We're talking about LeBron James. Number one play of the year, beating Kareem's all-time scoring record. Congratulations to LeBron James. Took 38 years to beat it. My favorite part is that people are like, no one will ever beat that. Oh, that's one that's going to last forever. Guys, that's what they say about every record, and everyone eventually gets broken. It's just going to be, you know, 40, 50 years. Yeah, it's going to be 40, 50 years until it gets broken. That being said, no one ever talks about one thing about that season. You know who led the league in field goal attempts?
Field goal attempts in the 2022-2023 season?
Actually, in two seasons, back-to-back.
Really? It's not Trae Young, no. Is it a point guard?
LeBron James.
Really? Oh, he's such
For all the GOAT James apologists who are like, Michael Jordan only won this scoring title because he took the most shots. One, I believe 5 out of the 10, he actually didn't have the most shots per game. Per game. I'm not going to punish him for playing 82 games when everybody else was playing 60 and 70. So and the scoring title is given to the person who has the average, the most points per game. So we got to look at the attempts per game. So I think 5 or 6 of those years, he did have the most points per game. The most shot attempts per game. But there's 4 or 5 that he didn't have the most shot. But they never mention how
LeBron James
did have the most shot attempts per game, 2 back-to-back seasons, and couldn't win a scoring title. So I guess it isn't just about who takes the most shots. Just saying. We got some time now. Let me recap the list. And then I sent the link out. I'll leave it up even open to you. Any topic you want. But first the top 10 plays of 2023.
You just made the list.
Number 10. Let's see. Last night, Drew Luck defeating the Philadelphia Eagles with a touchdown pass to Jaxon Smith. Say the last part of his name.
Najigba.
That's right. Number 9, Ja Morant. Ridiculous dunk on Jalen Smith. Number 8, Adolis Garcia. Walk-off home run, bottom of the 11th, game 1 of the World Series, where he defeated your Diamondbacks. Number seven, Tom Geriatric Brady to Julio Geriatric Jones, one of his last touchdowns. Second last touchdown in his last game. Number 6, Steph Curry from half court, almost as good as mine. Number 5, Kadarius Toney breaking the Super Bowl punt return record, longest punt return. Your prop bets, I'm sure you guys had that one happening. Number 4, Nikola Jokic with his step back 3 over Anthony Davis to sweep.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah, not Macho Man. Who did he sweep?
LeBron James.
Number 3, Jose Altuve hits let me read it. Hits legendary go-ahead home run in Game 5 of the ALCS to take the demanding 3-2 lead after previously trailing 0-2 in the series. Oh, I didn't know that last part. Oh, nice.
That's nice. They were trailing 0-2. I mean, he actually sent them to the World Series 4 years ago against the Yankees, so it was kind of iconic he did it again.
Okay.
Until they lost the last 2 games.
All right. Then number 2, our good friend Matthew Tkachuk, grandson of Keith Tkachuk, takes the Florida Panthers to the Stanley Cup final for the first time in 27 years. Impressive. And then number 1,
LeBron James
breaks Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's hip. I mean, breaks Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record, becomes number 1 on the all-time scoring list. A record that's going to take at least 5 decades. I am not going to be alive to see the person who breaks it. Please.
How long do you think Luka's going to play in this league, Floyd?
It's not going to be Luka. Luka will have to average like 30 a game playing 70 70 games a season. Because LeBron's still adding to it. Keep that in mind. So Luka, what is it? He has to play like 18 seasons, averaging 30 a game, and playing 70 games a season. He's going to be, what is he at? He's going to be at like 40,000, right? He's at 39 something now, but he'll be, let's call it 40.
Can we talk to him all time? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so 40,000. So let's say someone can average 30 a night. So I'm going to divide it by 30. let's say they play, what's 70 games? Is that fair?
65 around there.
Okay, 65, so that they qualify for all. It takes them 20.5 seasons. 20.5 seasons at 30 a game, playing 65 games a season. Now, let me say 70. The person's going to have to be in good shape. And that's just to do 40. He's probably be over. So let's do 30 a game, playing 70 games, 19 seasons.
I mean, 30 is still ridiculous.
Can you give me one player who averaged 30 a game for 19 seasons?
For 19 seasons, you can.
Because no one has done that.
But the game's changing.
The game is changing. So let's be realistic. 40,000 points divided by 25 points a game. That's realistic. And they're going to have to be a beast and play 75 games per year. 21 and a third. So a third way into their 22nd season for them to just to hit 40. So
LeBron James,
the only chance that, listen, throw in that 4-point line, make the season 90 to 100 games, and then all bets are off.
What if Fluent, with these in-season tournaments, they add like 5 or however many games for the rest of the, let's say, the next several couple years? You play like, I don't know, end up the team plays like 90 games. Who knows?
They might. The Undertaker's coming. Super Bowl pick. I have 2 more minutes left. Super Bowl pick.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
Please. All right. My Super Bowl, Dolphins over Cowboys.
Wait a minute. You're picking your favorite team, the Cowboys, to make it and lose?
That's what I said like 6 months ago. Yes.
And you're picking the Dolphins?
Yeah.
I got the 49ers in a 46-14 rout of the Buffalo Bills.
What, like a 1993?
I'm not trying to remember. I think it was 46-10, actually. No. No. Real. Okay, that was a joke. Realistically, I do have the 49ers going and winning the Super Bowl. I think they defeat that. This is actually the hardest part, is who they're going to beat. I think they're going to take on, let me think. Because I don't think it's the Dolphins. I'm really worried. If to tell you the truth, I'm very worried about Tariq Hill.
Really?
I'm really worried about Tariq Hill.
Health-wise? Why?
Yeah, health-wise. Man.
There's a safe option.
It's Baltimore.
Yeah, that was the safe option, yeah.
Baltimore's probably the safe option, but I also think that's a blowout. I think anyone they play is a blow. What would drive me nuts if it was Kansas City again?
I don't think it's going to be Kansas City.
I don't think so either, but could you imagine? If they get their receivers some stick-em and they remember how to catch, they could do it. I'll stick with that. I'll go 49ers in a rout over the Baltimore Ravens.
Blow it.
If everyone's healthy, I don't think anyone beats the Niners. The only thing that's stopping the Niners is them getting hurt.
Fair, yeah. You're the best for sure, yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's it for top tens. This is the last show. I can't do it anymore. It's supposed to do fireworks. Oh, well, last show of 2023. I will be back in the new year. We've got about 7 or 8 guests already, like cool guests that are going to come bring us their top 10 lists. Next week, I'm on vacation. That's why not. FIFA, you want to do it next week? FIFA, you can do it next week. It's all yours.
You host.
It's all yours, FIFA. I'll give you the keys. You can do your top 10 list. I'm taking a week off. I will be back the week after. Like I said, we're gonna have some special guests bringing us their favorite top 10 things, their favorite dunks, their favorite whatever. It doesn't even matter. You guys can come on and do it if y'all want. And James, I'll let FIFA boy do it anytime. Just say the word. But until 2 weeks from now,
now you're more fluent.
That's right.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.